doesn't. And just because it seems to be working don't mean it's right, because it'll catch up with you eventually. In fact, even I.O. cards, the standard discrete I.O. cards, often need to have the actual jumpers removed, would you believe it? Even if the COM2 port chips are not even installed after you've removed them. We've actually found that some modems in particular, and Interlink, which is a good brand of modem, of course, no criticism there, but we've actually seen systems where if the modem was configured as COM2 and the jumpers were left in, even though the chips were removed as COM2, the modem still wouldn't actually show up with the standard diagnostics like MSD and things like that as even being in there at all. And yeah, that's a little bit scary actually. So again, be careful of that. You might actually have to remove the jumpers as well as chips, and that's the problem with all-in-one motherboards, that you may be able to disable them pretty much, but maybe not quite completely. So one of the things I think that people have to think about is that it's absolutely essential to check out that your COM ports are showing up properly when your computer fires up. Usually there's the configuration screen when you first turn up your computer, turn on your computer, and it's booting up. And it's really important that you see the I.O. addresses coming up, 3F8 for COM1, 2F8 for COM2, and if you insist on having COM3 and COM4, it basically follows the sequence 3F8, 2F8, 3E8, and 2E8. And
what's FAB stand for?
I don't know. I don't know. What was it? Thunderbirds? Brains?
Thunderbirds, our go.
So, but that's one thing to look out for. If those little details aren't showing up and you really have insisted on setting up your internal modem as COM3 or COM4, then if they're not showing up, I think you're really going to have a lot of trouble. The final real test is actually make sure that when you add or remove your COM ports, it does actually show up accordingly in that setup screen at boot up. So if, for example, your modem is configured as COM3, it must show up as COM3. If you want to use it as COM2, disable your COM2 on the motherboard or on your I.O. card. Make sure that you're only seeing one COM1 and MSD or any of the diagnostics. Then set up your modem as COM2 and make sure it's showing up properly under MSD or whatever diagnostic you're using. MSD is a good way to check that, because it comes free with Windows, of course. I suggest you don't trust what Windows 95 or Windows 31 says until after the diagnostics have actually been run in terms of what COM ports you've got available. I've actually seen Windows 95 reporting cards as COM4, which were configured as COM2, and all kinds of crazy logical reassignments like that. So I think the bottom line is check it out using a utility from the DOS prompt, and make sure that you really know what the COM ports really are before you start plowing into it. The final check, I think, should always be, actually, and this is probably not a bad tip to keep in mind, check your modem with a DOS-based application like Telix or Procom, something like that, a terminal package, before you start plowing into things like the internet, PPP, and all those kind of complicated things, and into Windows, because if those basic essentials aren't right, if you can't transfer a large file and log into your system and stuff like that, you really got no hope trying to do it under Trumpet Windsock or Windows 95 or anything like that. Ooh. And finally, especially Windows 95 and PCMCIA, they can do some really strange things for you. So just be careful that you check them out under a DOS-based text utility, maybe first a terminal package, before you start plowing into it. And that's it from me. Good luck, folks.
Well, thanks for that.
Oh, good on you, mate.
I still reckon you've got to go the external. Why make life difficult?
If you want it easy, you've got your COM1 and COM2 built in, you stick on your external modem, you can be up and running in 15 minutes.
While saying that, I've still got an internal, but no, I don't like
it. I used to be a big fan of internals, but it just seems to be the tides are changing. COM2 is coming with the motherboards, and it's just making things hard.
And as is the thing, we ran out of time quickly on Bodyhead, but we have Mark Christie here.